So, you guys, what is the 411?
This is the 411.
Welcome back, WBDG listeners. We are here at the station for our first day back of the second semester.
Woo!
So I am pumped because I'm the first show, which means I'm special and everyone else is inferior. That's a joke. No. Merry Christmas. Happy New Year. It's 2024. I'm pretty excited about it. Hoping that this new year is good. Better than the last, you know what I'm saying?
I think
you know
we what I'm all are. I think mm-hmm. we all are hoping that 2024 is better than 2023.
I think that's something everyone wants every year, though.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, we'll see what happens. Should we just jump into it?
Yeah, let's go, buddy.
Yeah.
All right. Let's do it. First of all, MLB update, which, you know, I try to do. So, probably the big story. Yoshinobu Yamamoto went to the Dodgers on a 10-year, $300 million contract. They are signing more people, and I hate it because I hate the Dodgers. Call me salty, but yeah, I don't like the Dodgers. So I'm kind of mad that they're just getting every free agent imaginable. Let's see. So Yuki Matsui from Japan went to the Padres. I'm just going to try and speed through these. I'm not going to go into deep detail. Mitch Garver is signing with the Mariners, the power-hitting catcher. Kevin Kiermaier, defensive specialist, is re-signing with the Blue Jays. Martin Maldonado, who sucks with the BABIP, is pretty good defensively, signing with the White Sox. Andrelton Simmons, the Simba, the defensive wizard, has announced his retirement from the MLB. Lucas Giolito is going to the Red Sox. Frankie Montez to the Reds. Chris Sale got traded to the Braves. That's probably the big story, too. And they extended him for 2 years. The 7-time lefty all-star, who had a decent year last year. Let's see. What else? Woo Suk Go from Korea, I think, is going to the Padres as well. Harrison Bader going to the Mets. Michael Brantley announces retirement after a 15-year career and multiple-time World Series champion. Wait, no. One-time World Series champion. Robbie Ray is going to the Giants in a trade with the Mariners for Mitch Haniger and Anthony Desclafani. And then Sean Manaea is going to the Mets. And then last but not least, the Dodgers are signing just another one of the top free agents in Teoscar Hernandez on a one-year $23.5 million deal. So that was a lot. That's what happens when you're gone for 3 weeks. A lot happens. But yeah, MLB update. More later. It kind of took a short amount of time than I usually do. So I'm going to talk about something real fast. I've been watching a lot of WWE recently.
Yes, sir.
And let me just say, I'm pumped for the Royal Rumble match. There's been a lot of people that have declared, and the headlining match other than the Royal Rumble is a fatal four-way match between Roman Reigns, AJ Styles, LA Knight, and Randy Orton, which I am so excited for, but I can't watch it because my first show choir competition's that day.
That
the Ball
sucks.
State Invitational, baby. Hey, we'll be facing Landon Nelson in the Decatur Central Golden Airs.
It's about to go down.
It's about to go down.
No, we're just going to have a blast and have some fun. I mean,
yeah,
what a way to kick off the 2024 show choir season at Ball State University. I mean, yeah. No better place in Indiana.
And probably our biggest competition backed out.
Oh, yeah. It's going to be big. It's going to be a big, big competition.
I think left is Lawrence Central, Decatur Central, Plainfield, Carroll, and Noblesville, all of which are very good. So,
yeah.
Yes. All right. Into the news. Well, I mean, speaking of WWE, I can't.
Hey, Rhea Ripley.
She's fine.
Oh.
No, I mean, I don't have a very strong opinion on her.
I
hate Judgment Day, though. So on Monday Night Raw, on June I'm stupid.
That's
January 1st.
Hey, man.
For the special day one edition of Monday Night Raw, they announced the return of a former WWE champion. And I was watching. It was Jinder Mahal. And I was like, okay, this is kind of whatever. Like, plus, I didn't really care about the rest of the matches that night. So I turned it off. Whatever, whatever. 2 minutes later, The Rock showed up in his return to Monday Night Raw.
What's The Rock cooking?
And yeah, and he called out Roman Reigns, the WWE champion. So he called out the WWE champion, and he returned to Monday Night Raw. And I missed it because I was playing video games with my friend. Shout out Michael Kiefer. Michael Kiefer. But yeah, so that was fun for me to miss. I was actually so mad, but it's fine. All right. So with the new year comes new entities and property in the public domain.
Yep.
So the Steamboat Willie version of Mickey Mouse, and specifically the Steamboat Willie version of Mickey Mouse, and J.M. Barrie's Peter Pan, again, specifically J.M. Barrie's Peter Pan, are both in public domain, which means people can do whatever they want with them, which is kind of terrifying.
Get ready for some horror movies.
Yeah, I was going to say, there is already in the works a Steamboat Willie version of Mickey Mouse horror movie is being released in March.
Why are they taking, like, childhood, like, cartoon characters and now making them horror
because they
films?
Can.
For money.
It's just, like, why? Like, I'm not going to go see that. I do not like horror films, period.
Well, I don't think it's being in theaters. I think it's like a direct-to-video release.
Direct-to-streaming. I'm just like...
I'll probably watch it. Like, why? I watched Winnie the Pooh... Winnie the Pooh, Blood and Honey.
I heard that wasn't good.
It was awful.
Was it a horror film?
Yes.
Now they're taking Winnie the Pooh and...
Yeah,
them
but
in
the original
films?
Winnie the Pooh. Like, public domain is very specific. Otherwise... You can't do it because of strict copyright laws.
Okay,
Disney's going to do everything they can.
Yeah. Like, it's very specific. All right. So, the Golden Globes were the other night. And
I watched some of that.
The host, Joe Coy, completely bombed. He was, like, a last-minute decision. He made some very unfunny jokes. There was one, like... kind of offensive one in there that I won't repeat.
Yep.
It was about Barbie. That's all you need to know. So it was kind of... So he completely bombed, but apparently, according to my mom, he started, like, yelling at the crowd because they weren't... and, like, blaming the writers because they weren't laughing enough.
Oh!
Maybe just not...
It's kind of funny, though.
Maybe just not that funny guy.
I mean, no, my mom has said that she's watched his stand-up, and he's actually quite funny. In that setting.
Maybe
but hosting
was just not his thing.
Yeah. Or he like had a bad night or something. I don't know.
He could have had an off night or he's just, buddy, I don't think you're right for hosting the Golden Globes.
But yeah, so that Barbie joke is really what's getting people mad. And then he made a joke about the NFL showing Taylor Swift too
much. I giggled a little bit. Taylor Swift, they're like, he said the joke and then it panned over to her and she was like, did not look amused.
She learns to take a joke, man. Like, people need to learn to take a joke about that specifically. Not the Barbie thing. That was offensive.
I didn't hear about the Barbie thing.
I do not condone that.
But Taylor Swift.
But the Taylor Swift one, like, people are like, people are like outraged about it because it's against Taylor Swift.
I thought it kind of made me laugh. I'm not going to lie.
Well, because those people that are outraged by it aren't football fans. Yeah. So they don't know how annoying it is. But
she did stand up and clap when Barbie won over her.
Did you see Robert Downey Jr. In Oppenheimer for best male supporting cast member?
I did. It was awesome.
And his speech was hilarious and awesome. I loved it. I loved his speech.
Yeah, he's a funny guy. Funny guy over there. Let's see. So this is just something I thought was interesting. Warner Brothers is posting, which, by the way, not a good company, I will go out and say that, is posting a 25-second, like, condensed version of every episode of The Sopranos on TikTok. One by one, they're posting a condensed 25-second version of every episode of The Sopranos.
I've never watched The Sopranos.
Yeah, I've never heard of it.
Yep.
Neither have I, but it's it, or I've heard of it. I just haven't watched it. But it's like remarked as like one of the greatest shows of all time, up there with like Breaking Bad and The Wire and Game of Thrones. So like, yeah, I just thought it was really silly that they're just posting a 25-second recap of every episode. There's like a couple. There's probably a couple hundred episodes, 100 episodes or so. So that's like, you could get the whole series done in about an hour if you just watch the 25-second recaps. Yeah, around an hour, probably.
Yeah.
Yeah, I just thought that was interesting. So probably one of the... We have a couple headlines I'm very excited to talk about.
All right, buddy.
Mm-hmm. Because, you know, we've been gone for a couple weeks. So, first of all, the grand return of extraterrestrials, aliens.
Let's go!
They're back. I swore them off, but this is too interesting to not say anything. Lorelai's
pumped up for the aliens.
Okay. So, at a mall in Miami.
Oh, dear me.
Okay, maybe not. It's just another mall, Florida man.
No, at a mall in Miami.
Florida man sees alien.
There was, like, dispatched, like, 300 cop cars or something like that because of a massive alien or 10 foot tall alien or whatever, and there was 8 foot, 10 foot tall shadow creatures or whatever.
Okay, there could be more explanations to that.
But then the reason that they were called out there was, I think there was like fireworks, or there were these kids that snuck into the mall.
Oh my god!
And lit off fire, like big fireworks. Big
stupid
fireworks.
That should be definitely outside.
Uh huh.
Yeah, like big fireworks.
And did the kids see this thing while they, like the?
No, they. I think they were mistaken for the creatures. That's just what I've heard from different. Like theories on social media
sources.
Website sources. I looked into it because I was like, this is kind of weird. And yeah, it's the general consensus by police is that it was just like the way that the lights were reflecting on these teenagers that snuck into a mall and lit off fireworks is what I heard.
If it wasn't that, I wouldn't think it was an alien. I would think it was something more paranormal.
Yeah.
If it's something that's 10 foot tall as a shadow figure.
Yeah.
Because that doesn't sound extraterrestrial.
No, not at all. So, yeah, I don't know.
Imagine it's just some really tall human being. Just some really extremely tall human.
There's a dude 10 foot tall we had no idea about.
Kristaps Porzingis. Kristaps. He's in Miami.
Kristaps Porzingis had with stilts on.
Yeah, imagine.
Sneaking into a mall.
Hey,
Kristaps
Porzingis is a dog, though. I'm not going to lie.
He low-key is really good.
It would be funny, though. Just going in a mall with stilts
or
on,
just like, there's
dressed
like,
in all black.
Yeah, yeah, and it's
and
like,
just,
they're
like,
all
lighting
on stilts,
off fireworks.
And they're just like, they're trying to like, you know, like, I'm trying to think of a couple movies, but there's been a few movies I've watched where those kids will dress up like as adults and like on stilts and everything, and they'll just like...
Oh, they like sit on top of each other.
Yeah,
you
yeah,
have, like,
yeah,
a
yeah.
Movie or whatever.
It's kind of, like the Minions, movie, Despicable Me, where they go to the grocery store and they're all like dressed up like
that was funny.
Yeah, like kind of like that.
Oh, I love Despicable Me. I need to watch those again. I didn't watch 3. I didn't feel a need to.
I didn't know Steve Carell voiced Gru.
What?
I did not know that until like a while ago. But I mean, I was like, that's Steve Carell. I'm like, wow.
Yeah, that's Steve Carell. That's been Steve Carell.
I know. I love Steve Carell.
My whole life.
Steve Carell's.
Oh, wait, no. First one came out in 2010. Yeah. So 14 years. God, we're in 2024 now. That's crazy.
I'm graduating. Yeah.
I don't like this. I don't like time.
Hey, that's...
You know what I mean?
It's what you make the most out of it, man.
Deep thoughts.
It's what you make
with
the
Landon
most.
Nelson.
Yeah, it's what you make the most
time
out of.
Can
the time
can be scary.
Well, it's, if you don't waste it, make the most out of your time, then... Life's good.
I make the most of my time by watching the Packers clinch the playoffs against the Chicago Bears.
And Jordan Love had a spectacular game.
Jordan Love had a great game.
Also, the second highest pass completion percentage by a Green Bay Packer.
Yeah, highest since 1984. It's like the highest percentage since 1984. And we have he's the new owner of the Bears, and Justin Fields, I'm sure.
He's going to be like, I own you, like Aaron Rodgers did it.
For sure. But Soldier Field. 98% sure that Justin Fields will be out of Chicago.
That's what everyone's been saying.
Because he was...
Shannon Sharp teased this, that the Atlanta Falcons should trade for Justin Fields and become like the next Michael Vick, or he talked about that with Chad Ochocinco on his podcast. And then the Chicago Bears draft Caleb Williams.
I think they take Drake May from North Carolina personally, but you know, whatever. But just think he's a more complete player than Caleb Williams and less of a diva, you know what I'm saying? But I don't know where I was going with that.
Yeah, you were talking about the Packers and the Bears. We're still talking about football.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
It was a crazy... It was a week 18?
Yeah.
Yeah, it was an insane week 18 for teams to make the playoffs. Somehow, my Pittsburgh Steelers made the playoffs with a third-string quarterback. I don't understand that.
Because Mason Rudolph's the GOAT.
He's...
Anyways, we've got the playbook to talk about this. I don't know if that's later. Yeah, it's right after this show. We have the playbook to talk about this. I don't know why I'm ranting about football.
Hey, you were talking about
when we have the playbook.
You were talking about the MLB. It's all good, buddy.
I know, okay. But that's not covered on the playbook. This
that is true.
Anyways, so have you heard about the Alaska Airlines flight? The one that had to do an emergency landing because the door
I heard about that, but I never really read into it.
Did you see the iPhone that survived?
Yes, I was going to talk about that. So there was an Alaskan Airlines flight where they had to make an emergency landing because the door, like, kind of came off, kind of.
How does
it? Or, like, the door plug.
Just like...
It was the door plug, I think. So, like, the knob, essentially.
Yeah, you know what I mean? Yeah, I got you.
So there was a hole in the cabin that would depressurize the whole thing, so they had to do an emergency landing. But... Yeah, the door plug was found. Oh yeah, and like stuff was getting like sucked out and whatever. So the door plug was found, I think. And then I know that there was an iPhone that was unlocked, like on their
It was their email.
It was their email that Alaskan Airlines had received their luggage. And it had like 50% battery. It was in airplane mode. And it had like a broken charger plug in it. So, you know, like how you have the charger and then you have the plug for it?
Yeah.
The plug was still in the port. And it survived a 16,000 foot drop with like no case.
Where did it land? Like, that's what I want to know.
No idea.
Like, not on submit.
They just found it on the side of the road.
Hey, look, guys.
It's an iPhone.
Free iPhone with a charger plug stuck in it and only 50% battery.
Still, what a steal.
I mean, that's true.
I mean,
but no, they turned it over to police or whatever.
Yeah. Great citizens.
I think this fell out of a plane.
Yeah, I think this fell out of a plane, guys. And they're like, oh, this did fall out of
a plane. It's a bird. It's a plane. It's an iPhone.
Imagine someone was just standing on the side of the road, like their car broke down or something, and they just got hit by an iPhone.
Imagine that. Like, they're standing by their car, and they're standing like, oh, man, my car's broken. And then just this phone just drops and hits them on the top of the head, and like, ooh, and then it's like... Oh, an iPhone! Man, my day just got 10 times
would
better.
Would that not, for like, sure. kill them on impact?
No, it would. It would, for sure.
Yeah.
16,000 feet?
Yeah,
it
yeah,
would,
yeah,
for
yeah,
sure.
Yeah, yeah.
You could drive anything from that height, and it would kill someone.
Yeah, it'd be pretty bad.
But United Airlines, fun fact, apparently it's a problem with Boeing 737s. Because,
that's what it was.
Because United Airlines, like, inspected all of theirs after this happened, make sure they're all... safe, whatever. There was loose bolts on those door plugs.
Oh, dear.
Hopefully, I'm not flying on any of those when I go to Italy. I doubt it. No, I won't be.
Might be a 747.
Because it's gonna be plane. European
he
Airlines.
He knows his planes, guys. Attaboy, Miles.
No, I don't know planes. I know the 747 and 737.
All I know is like an F-18.
That too. I know that.
Yeah, for sure. Top Gun.
Top Gun.
Top Gun.
Top Gun, Top Gun, Top Gun, Top Gun. I don't know. So, have you seen the viral clip going around of that dude just, like, tackling that Nevada judge?
Oh, yeah.
I don't think I have.
Oh, my goodness gracious.
So, he got found guilty. This judge is just sitting in her seat saying, like, this person's found guilty, whatever, whatever. He leaps over the judge stand and tackles this woman.
Looked like Ray Lewis.
He looked like prime Brian Dawkins over there.
Oh my
god. Or
dear.
Sean Taylor.
Dear me. Dude, that must have been imagine like that was scary.
Imagine doing that.
How like, tall was the guy?
Prime Ray Lewis, enough. Guys. Prime Ray Lewis.
Prime Ray Lewis prime over here.
Gosh, that's awful.
Yeah, like just straight up.
I was watching. Why is everyone playing that clip? Like I was like, it was all on social media. It was insane.
I have yet to see it, but yeah, I haven't been on my phone lately.
Everywhere, like it's been everywhere.
It's like on Instagram. I was checking like my NFL pages. And everyone was posting that.
But yeah, so he just leaped over the judge's thing and tackled her, or like tried to tackle her. He didn't fully make contact because she jumped out of the way.
That was scary. That must have been scary. That guy just zooming.
Those things are.
I mean, he had like some like superhero abilities there for that moment. He just
maybe he like
the fight or flight response.
I can't explain it. There was no other angles that I could see, so I have no idea.
Was it like audio? Did you hear like the audio of
it?
Oh my gosh,
it was wild.
Wild. He's like, I'm coming after you.
Or he was like, you're found guilty. No way. And then jumps over.
Jumps, yeah.
But, yeah, he's facing 13 new charges on top of whatever charges he got from the trial. I don't know what he was on trial for. That wasn't disclosed.
Yeah, yeah.
But, yeah, like 13 new charges because
he probably don't want to attack the judge.
I mean.
No, that's just even more time in
prison
or jail. Yeah.
13 new charges. I mean, who knows how long he's going to be in there for tackling a judge at the court of law.
He's just like, I'm going to full send it, guys. Just, oh, man.
He's like doing like, do you think he did like a frog splash or something? When he was going over, he jumped off. And
imagine
like,
someone had like sound effects.
Definitely made sound effects with it. Come on now. Someone's definitely edited the.
It's like that. It's like generic
that,
boing
yeah.
sound.
Boing, boing. But yeah, okay. It's not. We can't keep talking about this.
Yes, we can. We'll talk about this the rest of the show.
Boing.
No. So Denmark Queen Margaret II.
I like how you said that. Margaret the Second.
I think that's her. Margaret.
I liked how you said that. Like very knighty.
I think that's how you say Margaret. M-A-R-G-A-R-E-T-H-E.
Yeah, I think it's Margaret.
Yeah. Queen Margaret the Second of Denmark has like this annual New Year's Eve speech that she does.
Yep.
She's been doing it since her coronation in 1972.
Oh, baby.
But this one.
Oh, baby.
She surprised everyone. Just straight up resigned.
What?
Yeah, she was like, yeah, I'm done. I'm resigning.
She's been in office since 19...
I think it was 1972,
72?
yeah.
Yeah, geez Louise.
So, yeah, just, she's like, I'm done.
Final tour. That was my final tour. I'm done. Peace.
Speaking of final tour, Billy Joel.
I don't think he's actually going on his final tour, but I did hear...
That's just what you told me.
I thought it was just fine. I'm so sorry. But I definitely know that stuff about Billy Joel. This is what this is according to Madison Square Garden Entertainment. The final show of Billy Joel's sold out record breaking residency at the world's famous arena will take place on Thursday, July 25th, 2024.
So it's just the end of his residency at MSG.
Yeah, Madison Square Garden.
Okay.
I thought it was his final because everyone was making it seem like
Because
I thought that it could have been his final tour. But this is his 150th lifetime show at Madison Square Garden.
Yeah,
Billy
that sounds
Joel.
About right.
74 years old, Billy Joel. If you're interested in going to see Mr. Billy Joel, some concerts closer to Indiana. Speaking of Chicago, Illinois at Soldier Field.
Oh, that's where the Bears play. They suck.
Yep. It'll be June 21st at 7 o'clock p.m. And not only Billy Joel will be performing, but Stevie Nicks will also be performing.
Oh, my mom loves Stevie Nicks.
And then September 27th, the home of the St. Louis Cardinals, eight-time World Series champions, second most in MLB history to the New York Yankees with an ungodly number of 27 out of 40 World Series. They played is insane, but he'll be playing September 27th on a Friday at 7 p.m. So I'm planning on trying to go see Billy Joel. There's a lot of great concerts set up for 2024. Yeah. Billy Joel, Def Leppard, Journey, Steve Miller Band, and Heart all one big show. Like it's like the summer show for them. And
Dave Matthews Band going on their annual tour. Which everyone's looking forward to.
Red Hot Chili Peppers. It's definitely not. I know you're not a big Red Hot Chili Peppers fan.
I hate Red Hot Chili Peppers.
Red Hot Chili Peppers going to be playing at Ruoff in Indiana, so it's looking forward to that.
I can't explain why I hate Red Hot Chili Peppers, by the way. I just do. You know what I mean? Like, I don't know why. I just do.
It's kind of like me with... I'm not a big Green Day fan.
Oh, Green Day is just annoying.
Yeah.
Green Day is awful. No,
I'm not a big grunge. I mean, like, if I'm going to listen to grunge, it's going to be... I mean, would you could call them grunge or...
Yeah.
They're kind of, like, alternative.
I would
almost
call them... If I'm going to listen to, like, any grunge, it's either Soundgarden, Red Hot Chili Peppers, Foo Fighters, or Nirvana.
Like, these are my bottom three bands in order. Probably Red Hot Chili Peppers, Black Eyed Peas, Green Day. And yes, I'm putting Green Day below the Black Eyed Peas. That's how much I hate Green Day.
Yeah.
Because I hate the Black Eyed Peas. But I hate Green Day even more. But
yeah, that was kind of what we talked about, all the music. There's a couple more tours going on. I'd like to wish guitarist of Led Zeppelin, Jimmy Page, turns 80 years old today. He was just playing at the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame induction ceremony concert. Absolutely crazy, shredding that guitar for 80 years old. Like, it is insane. Like, he still got it. So is Brian May. I believe he was playing the guitar solo of, like, Paranoid for Black Sabbath with their guitarist. It's crazy. Like,
sick.
Like, 80 years old, and he's still, you know, going insane. I love Led Zeppelin. I'm a big Led Zeppelin fan. So that's it for me about the news about music going on in this world. So, Big Nell, I'm going to be trying to head to Soldier Field or Busch Stadium to go see Billy Joel. So.
Don't go to Soldier Field. It sucks.
Okay.
It's ugly.
I haven't been there.
I'll
be in college by,
ever.
Like, September, so I'm trying to go in the summer.
Fair enough.
Lastly, Kenny Chesney's going on tour. So,
and again, so is Dave Matthews Band, because I know I'm not the only one looking forward to that. Hopefully I go this year. I went last year, I think. Yeah, I did.
I've never been to a Dave Matthews Band concert.
Highly recommend. Mm-hmm. If you like their songs, one of the best bands to see live. Jack Black. Jack Black.
Yeah.
We love
Kung
Jack
Fu
Black.
Panda.
He's also Bowser.
I never seen the new Mario movie.
No. I haven't seen it either. It's on Netflix, though.
The storyline is kind of all over the place, but how they incorporate the
Chris
music
Pratt
from the
is
video
Mario.
Game is Chris Pratt is everything, okay?
Chris Pratt is Garfield.
He's Garfield.
He's Mario.
Try a Garfield.
He's Emmett from the Lego movie.
Okay, Emmett.
He did a great job.
Emmett was a good job.
And he has the same voice for all of them, which is just his voice.
Yeah, exactly.
Garfield doesn't even sound like Garfield anymore. I'm upset about that.
Well, I mean that.
You know, Garfield was created in Indiana. Did you know that?
Yeah, by Jim Davis.
Yeah, good job, guys.
Is a video documentary on YouTube I highly recommend called How the Internet Changed Garfield. It's an hour and a half long, but it's worth it.
I might watch
that
tonight.
I'm just keeping you guys on your toes for your Indiana history. So
it's so interesting. Like, it's crazy.
Did you know the Raggedy Ann doll was from here?
Yeah, don't. Oh,
I had to do a research.
Big Nelly got stumped in Indiana trivia.
I didn't know that.
It wasn't
Raggedy Ann doll?
So the guy was from here. I had to do a research project over
it
in eighth grade. Raggedy Ann doll is the
Raggedy Ann doll. Is it scary?
It's the Annabelle doll.
Oh, yep, I'm good.
No, that's completely different.
Nope.
Yeah, no. Well, I thought the doll was it.
No,
because that's the what are the people's faces? The Warrens?
Yeah,
they made that.
Annabelle's the porcelain doll.
I don't like.
Well, that's the story, but the original one was a Raggedy Ann.
Here we go.
Doll.
We're getting to history.
I'm sorry.
I'm kind of.
At least I'm pretty sure. Because it is at the Conjuring House. I know that.
Yeah, I'm kind of afraid of. I'm sorry.
The paranormal.
Yep. Don't like paranormal stuff. Can we get back to the 411 here with some positive news?
It's not all bad.
Before Big Nelly cries.
Okay.
And gets scared and leaves. Mr. Miles Sprung is in deep thought right now.
Sorry. Zoned out for a second
I don't blame him.
It's first day back. I'm tired.
I get it.
Jack Black. He's going to be starring, or I don't know if he's going to be starring. I don't know if he's going to be like the main character, but he will indeed be Steve in the upcoming Minecraft movie.
What?
He will be.
Oh, I was getting hyped, guys.
The legendary video game character Steve, who you play as in Minecraft. He's the default skin. He will be portraying Steve in the Minecraft movie.
Have you ever heard Jack Black sing War Pigs by Black Sabbath?
Have you ever heard T-Pain?
Oh, T-Pain killed that. He killed, I believe he sung Open Arms by Journey.
He has a whole cover album.
Oh, my
great,
goodness. He did great.
I listened to all of it. It's
Jack
fantastic.
Black is Steve?
Yes, Jack Black
Lorelai's
is Steve.
Lorelai's in disbelief right now, ladies and gentlemen.
That is, like, amazing, but hilarious at the same time.
It was revealed when he was reading a book called Minecraft, or one of those like Minecraft for Dummies books. He posted a picture of him reading it saying, gotta prep for the new movie. So
I have not been online because all I've been doing is playing Hogwarts Legacy that I got for Christmas. Like, what?
Well, I think I'm going to talk about our legal real quick. You're listening to WBG FM HD1 Indianapolis, the 411, with your host, Miles Sprung, co-host Leah Nelson, and Lorelai Smith. Currently at this moment, Jack Black has announced that he will be starring as Steve in the new Minecraft movie, and Lorelai is in a bunch of disbelief.
Well, okay. I don't know if he's going to be like the main character, if there's going to be a different person, but yeah. Steve
if they
is
make
Jack
it
Black.
Into one of those Minecraft story modes.
I love Minecraft story mode.
Minecraft story mode
was fantastic.
Oh my goodness.
But
I can't find a disc of it. That isn't like $90.
Dude,
I
have both.
I want to find the one with like.
Because I had the PS3 version, so I don't have the
I
PS4
have both.
Version.
I have both. I have the. I believe they made two of them.
They made season two.
I loved it. One. I loved it. I thought it was awesome.
You could just like give it to me.
Isn't there another one? Yeah. And it's like, it has like. Dan TDM and LD Shadow Lady in it.
Yeah, that was one of the episodes of the first game.
And the guy who
guy
who voiced, what was his name in Minecraft Story Mode, the main character you played
Jesse?
As? Yeah, he's voiced by that one guy in King of Queens. I forgot his name.
Yeah, he's one of the popular voice actors.
He's also in quite a few shows. I forgot his name, though.
All right, well, we got a lot to go through and we were running out of time, so I'm gonna
Jack Black
go through. Yes, Jack Black.
8:07. Let's roll.
All right.
Speed round.
So I mean, we got 20 minutes, but still, around 10 headlines. Probably the biggest piece of news that's happened in the last couple weeks. There's a gross man named Jeffrey Epstein, and there was a whole list of celebrities that visited his grody island. And there is a lot of celebrities dearly loved. If you want more information, visit or go to like Time Magazine or TimeMagazine.com or something
else.
Yeah. Like all the court documents are being unveiled, and it's no longer classified on who was on his gross island. Whether they were there for malicious purposes is still up for debate, but. Yeah, I'm not gonna delve more into it.
Yeah, I get it.
If you want more information, look it up because I can't talk about the gross stuff on here.
Yep. Yeah. Let's not get into that.
Next topic.
All right. Miami Dolphins wide receiver Tyreek Hill. House caught on fire.
Yeah.
In South Florida, his house was caught on fire. Everyone was okay. No casualties. No injuries. Nothing of the sort. It was caused by one of his kids playing with a lighter in his house in the bedroom or in a bedroom.
To be honest,
out of like the pr- probably 20 he has in his mansion. But what were you saying, Lorelai?
I probably would have done that as a child.
You know what's crazy? Yeah, did you hear why Tyreek Hill wanted to go to the Dolphins? He was like, because the taxes are cheaper. He said that, and he was like, that's why I was traded here.
Is that why LeBron signed there, too, when he went to the Heat?
Imagine he returns. I mean, there's been talk, like, I don't know, because there's
he goes back to the Heat, then he goes back to the Lakers again, so he plays for every team twice.
Hey, if LeBron went to the Heat, they'd be for real title contenders.
Traveling a lot.
For show.
Maybe, I don't know.
Why did I just say for sure?
I don't know.
They were talking about trade talks and packaging LeBron in, but hey, a LeBron reunion in Miami, though, it's not getting any better in L.A.
No, not at all.
And he's 38 years old, and he's still, I mean, him and Anthony Davis are giving it everything, and they're still not great.
That's because they're the only two players on there, or on that roster.
Until Big Nelly arrives. I'm just kidding.
Big Nelly signed a 1-year, $27 million deal with the Los Angeles
Lakers. Next Larry Bird right here, guys.
Yeah, here we go. He's got it. But yeah, the Bucks suck right now.
Hey, my Pacers. How about them Pacers, bud?
Yeah, I don't want to talk about it.
I was at that game, too.
But the Wisconsin Badgers basketball team.
It was awesome
15,
to see Giannis play, so. Though. I liked seeing Giannis play and Damian Lillard.
I saw him drop 40 one time. That was awesome.
I saw Tyrese Halliburton score a 4-point play on the Milwaukee Bucks, and Cameron Payne fouled him. It was pretty awesome.
I hate Cameron Payne. Anyways, Tyreek Hill, house fire. Mark that off the old list here.
Yep.
Willem Dafoe. You know Willem Dafoe.
Yep.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Green Goblin and the Sam Raimi Spider-Man No Way Home. He's been in a bunch of other stuff too. Yeah. He was in John Wick.
He's great.
The Lighthouse. Great. Which
yeah,
was
great.
Fantastic.
He's a great actor. Yeah.
I don't know when you said that. I thought Shia LaBeouf. I heard that, and then my brain went there.
Okay, buddy.
Have you listened to
the song?
Yeah, the Shia LaBeouf
was
song
made by one of the Telly Hall members.
Uh huh. Yep.
Yeah.
Coming for your life is Shia LaBeouf.
I went into a whole
killing
deep
for
dive
sport
last
Shia
year.
LaBeouf. Hiding all the bodies. Actual cannibal Shia LaBeouf.
Have you heard
LaBeouf.
That, Landon?
Nope.
Well, you anyways, should.
Willem Dafoe. I'll play it for you later.
Let's talk about Willem Dafoe.
Sorry.
He's part of my childhood.
Sorry.
Willem Dafoe. Goblin and Spider-Man. He's awesome.
I don't know if the ceremony's already happened. I don't
no,
think it
wait,
has.
No, wait, what?
He's getting a star on
no,
the
it
Hollywood
happened.
Walk of Fame.
It happened.
Okay, it did happen.
Because what's the actor of the Hulk?
Yeah.
Mark something.
Mark Ruffalo.
Yeah. Him and Willem Dafoe were taking pictures by it, kissing a star, and that was pretty awesome.
Walk of Fame's awesome. I've been there.
I have not. I'd like to go see him.
It's really cool.
My buddy, Monty, he went and checked it out, and he sent me a picture of Michael Jackson. So I was like, thanks, man. Appreciate that.
Yeah, I got a picture of Vin Diesel's. And that's it. Only Vin Diesel's. I didn't take a picture of any other one. I think it was Vin Diesel. Vin Diesel, which, you know, didn't age well because he's also apparently been accused of some gross things that I won't talk about. Everyone that I love is being accused. Well, not Epstein, but that dude sucked. But, yeah.
Yeah, I get it. Yeah.
But, yeah, so why does everyone have to be gross? So there was a 13-year-old kid that was the first ever to beat the original Nintendo Tetris. So he
really?
Got a score of like 9999999999 whatever. So the game froze because it couldn't compute any more score, and that's when he beat Tetris. So that was a big story because he's the first ever person to do it because it's mostly been AI that's done it, and like people on the internet. Like, just straight up, or, like, news sources or whatever. Wait, no, not people on the internet. News sources. Valid news media came out and said that kid needs to go outside and get a life and get friends or whatever.
Like,
isn't Tetris one of the hardest games?
Tetris?
To get max
score. Especially max
score.
And it's, like, it's not like you're just... You're sitting at, you know, on your Xbox, you're playing Grand Theft. I mean, I love Grand Theft, but you know what I mean? Like playing Call of Duty or, it's not like he's playing like a shooting game. It's not like he's like,
it's like a puzzle game.
Yeah. He's using
good
his,
for,
he's using his, he's like, he's using his brain. Like he's, Like, I mean,
would you say that's the same person about like that just sits inside doing like homework all day?
Yeah.
I mean, you're using your brain in Tetris, the same manner.
Isn't that like, how does that game work? Isn't like your mind always moving? Like,
yeah.
Like,
your mind is like never
stops with
moving.
That game. It's like, I mean, it doesn't stop in general, but it's like, I've never, like, what is Tetris? Never really.
My high score, my high score in Tetris is like.
Just explain to me.
100.
Is it like.
So you got like these different shaped blocks.
Yeah.
And they fall. So and you can like rotate,
rotate them. So yeah. Yeah, your mind.
And then you have to make a line.
So it's puzzles. You're trying to you're trying to solve puzzles and your mind's always thinking and moving. And,
yeah. And you have to let it not hit
frustrating.
The top.
Yeah.
It is frustrating.
Congratulations to that kid. Don't let. I mean, the critics coming out and saying. I mean, he beat a game that. Literally no one has beaten before, and that's a huge accomplishment. You're just gonna
he needs to go outside.
Like the highest I've ever got on Tetris is 100,000. No further.
That's impressive, actually. All right, so another big story, probably one of the bigger ones on social media at least, Gypsy Rose Blanchard, who was accused
was
convicted of offing her mother in 2015. Yeah, 2015. Her mother had Munchausen syndrome by proxy, so she would like fake stuff about her daughter, saying that she was like sick when she wasn't, and like try and get no donations out of it.
And
she was essentially abused to the point where she and one other person offed her mother. But she's out after 8 years due to parole, and everyone on social media is on her side because you know she was abused. There's been documentaries and all that and all that.
There's a movie.
There's a movie coming out.
I thought I already
she's
did.
Writing
there's
a,
one. There's
she's
a movie
writing
that,
a book.
There's a movie that did come out.
Oh yeah, that's,
I just
yeah, that's I'm, what I'm talking about. Yeah, the documentary.
Yeah.
But yeah, so she's finally out of prison. After 8 years, she got out on parole. I think she was like kicked out of Missouri. When she was like going, she was planning to see a Chiefs game to see Taylor Swift.
Yeah.
But yeah, she was like kicked out of Missouri or something. But yeah, so she's out. She's posted on social media again. She's doing well. She's writing a book about her story that should be coming out soon, hopefully. And yeah. Let's see. So. The Pistons. I think we need to talk about the record-breaking Pistons.
Yeah.
28 games lost in a row, the most in NBA history.
Oh.
That's insane.
How?
And with that talent they have on that team, too. I mean, Cade Cunningham and Jaden Ivey, and they're not going to start
they don't start Jaden Ivey. It's weird.
And they're starting Killian Hayes when...
Hayes is the worst player in the NBA.
And it's seen on television.
Yes.
Television by everyone. Not even just Detroit Pistons fans, but NBA fans that Cade Cunningham and Jaden Ivey play so well.
Is just awful.
They complement each other very well on the floor. We're going to start Killian Hayes. And Monty Williams gets paid like 4 years, $80 million?
Oh, yeah. He's getting paid so much.
Oh, he's gone and he's done. That guy needs to go.
Like, yeah, for sure.
I think my 76-year-old grandma could run a team better. I don't know about that. That's a little far. But honestly, next coach, Detroit Pistons right here, GM.
Shout out Grandma Nelly, by the way.
Yeah, me and Miles, we'll run the team.
Yeah, you already know.
You already know. We'll make some trades.
We'll get Siakam in there. We'll do it.
That's what. That's another big thing.
They're shopping Siakam.
Do you think? Okay, my question is: Did the Toronto Raptors definitely win that trade for the Knicks?
For the Knicks,
yeah,
yeah, they definitely. I mean, they got
Emmanuel quickly, RJ Barrett,
although
OG Anunoby, he's not like an all star by any means, but he is a great defender he's good. I mean, he's not like going to be dropping.
I feel like
he's
quickly and Barrett together are better.
It's not like he's going to be dropping 30 he's definitely a great defender, can defend against some of the best players in the NBA, but. The Detroit Pistons, I don't know what's going on, but...
Yeah, they lost 28 games in a row. One of them was the thrilling overtime defeat against the Celtics.
They also were in an overtime battle against the Utah Jazz and still lost.
Yeah, speaking of the Jazz, they beat the Bucks by 16 after almost losing to the Pistons, so that's where we're at right now.
The finisher, I think that's what they call Lauri Markkanen or whatever they call him, like that. Yeah.
But, yeah, and speaking of other sad news, so Lee Sung-kyun from the movie Parasite, it won Best Picture in 2019. I saw it with subtitles, of course, because I don't speak foreign languages.
Yep, me.
Nope.
He passed away recently, but he was one of the most prolific South Korean actors. One of the most prolific South Korean actors out in South Korea. One of the most acclaimed careers. So, yeah, that sucks. But Parasite was really good. So that. That's all I know him from.
Seen Parasite.
I've never seen it either.
You wouldn't like it if you don't like horror.
You know how much I don't like horror, so.
I've been to conventions, so I really like horror movies.
I don't like horror, but I like the paranormal.
That's the same thing.
No, it's not. Yes, it is. No, it is not.
I'd still throw that in there. Paranormal Activity is kind of horrifying.
Paranormal Activity is a horror movie.
But it's not a horror movie.
It's horrifying. It can be, yeah.
It is a horror movie. It is meant for scares, which makes it a horror movie.
I don't like horror movies, but I like the paranormal.
That's not the same. No, it's the same thing.
No, but I like the parts that can help.
Okay, my question is, when you talk about paranormal and horrifying, like how bad paranormal, it's like the horrifying extent or kind of like odd and weird, like aliens and ghosts and, it could still be horrifying, but.
Yeah. It's not like people getting thrown across the room. Stuff that I like.
What do you mean? People being, that doesn't always happen.
Okay. Like I was referring to one thing. But
you're telling me you don't mess with The Exorcist? That's paranormal.
Yep.
That's not what I'm saying. No, I don't like
you don't mess with Sinister?
It's okay.
I like the stories from real life, not the ones. Okay, there are horror movies that are from real life, but I like...
So you're talking about like...
Like The Conjuring, which is a horror movie.
Yes, like The Conjuring, yeah.
Which is a...
It's a horror movie based off of real life.
Which is a fantastic horror movie.
The story behind it is cool, too.
How many more news topics do we have, bud?
Three.
Okay, let's do it.
Okay. So, it's the end of the era. End of an era. I know me and my... father are particularly upset about this. The last Dodge Challengers and Chargers and Chrysler 300s have been made. They're discontinuing all of these legendary sports cars.
Not only is Dodge discontinuing the Charger and Challenger, but the Camaro made by Chevy is they're not going to be making any
Camaros.
Nope. Now we get the Tesla Cybertruck.
What's Bumble? If they make another Transformer movie,
what are they going to use?
We're going to use a Mustang for Bumblebee.
Yo,
no.
Trey Hanna is wearing a Camaro shirt.
Yep, I love shirt. Oh, I love the shirt, buddy.
He's writing on the whiteboard too.
Unfortunately, Chevy will not be making Camaros.
Unfortunately, which is a real shame.
I'm interested to hear what he has to say.
What do you say?
What do you mean? Woo! You're wearing a Camaro shirt.
I don't know.
It's Trey.
Okay, fair enough. We love you, Trey.
It's a little early. It's just unfortunate that all these great muscle cars are being discontinued with Dodge and Chevy with the Camaro. So Bumblebee, I don't know what's going to happen.
I need a nap. Me too, Trey. Me too.
Thanks, buddy, for hyping us up.
It stings.
You
a little
can nap
bit
on the bus, Trey. Oh wait, you don't take the bus.
So no more Dodge Charger or Dodge Challenger
or Chrysler
Hellcats 300 or Demons
or Hellcats or Demons or Camaros. What cars are there now?
So no more V8 engine. Oh my gosh, a great V8 engine. Oh man, that's nothing. That sound.
There's gonna be Kia Souls everywhere.
Subarus.
I hate
Kia Souls.
I love
my Subaru. I'm not going to lie.
I cannot emphasize how much I hate Kia Souls.
My Subaru.
They're the ugliest things I've ever seen.
My Subaru is insane. Like, I'm not going to lie. That thing sounds like a muscle car. For some reason, like, 2014 Subaru Impreza. Yeah. Like, it's 0 to 60 in like 6 seconds. But you know what? It is all good. great on gas. It is all good.
All right, and two more topics.
Yep.
There was a lawsuit over Google on Google for tracking over incognito mode for $5 billion.
Oh.
That was the lawsuit. $5 billion.
So Google tracking people and
that we're still using like incognito mode, which is to not be used for tracking, and they just settled it. They just paid the $5 billion. So
that's a lot of money.
Don't search anything bad on incognito mode because they will track you through it. Apparently, is what I'm learning right now.
Yep.
Use DuckDuckGo; they're safer. That's what I use. I use DuckDuckGo. Why are you laughing?
I've never used DuckDuckGo.
DuckDuckGo is awesome.
The way he said DuckDuckGo.
DuckDuckGo.
I can hear like the Midwest, like Wisconsin. Wisconsin or Minnesota.
Oh, yeah. I got to get on DuckDuckGo.
I love that. I love that, buddy.
Yeah, and the last headline for the day, which is a good, very good, positive note.
All right, awesome. Beep. We need some positive energy.
In test samples, scientists eliminated 99% of cancer cells in a sample using light-activated molecular jackhammers.
What?
Molecular jackhammers.
That's what they're called, yes.
Yeah.
So they just pound away at the cancer cells.
That's
they're like light-activated.
So like if someone has cancer, like how's that going to...
Are they just getting punched?
No. They get punched with light in their body. I don't know if it's like a surgery or...
My Uncle Don, he's suffered through... he's had cancer, I don't even know how many times. He's a survivor. He's a fighter.
Yes, sir. Shout out Uncle Don.
Uncle Don. Love Uncle Don. He's the type of guy, even with cancer, be jumping off skydiving. I believe he did that.
Love to skydive.
What was that? Mm-hmm. He went in skydiving in Las Vegas. It was off that.
Wow.
What
was that tower called? The Stratosphere? Is that in Seattle?
No, that's the needle.
That's the needle. Okay, Space Needle. Okay, cool. So that's what he did. He was jumping off. Like, he's insane. I love my Uncle Don, but
I've been to Vegas. It's lit.
That's awesome. Just to know, the healthcare workers and all the departments of health are really making strides in, cancer research and, trying to find a cure. Next thing's Parkinson's. That'd be huge.
Yeah.
You look what happened to Michael J. Fox. Not just him,
There was a clip that went viral of... Never mind.
Yeah.
It's just
because once you have Parkinson's, it's just going to get worse and worse and worse, like cancer.
It's a deteriorative.
Yeah.
Sad.
So that's it. That's all we got.
I have a song for you to cue up, brother. Cue up New York State of Mind by Billy Joel. We talked about Billy Joel today. See if we have it. If we don't, then play Big Shot for me.
We do indeed have it.
New York State of Mind, perfect. Ooh. It is a beautiful song by Billy Joel. So
we're putting it under Victoria's Secret.
What?
No.
Before.
No, after.
Is it by, the Jacks?
Yes.
All right, that's fine. That's okay.
Just because you're getting angry about it, I'm going to play it. So that's all the time we have for today. I mean, we got a minute and a half, but there's really no point.
Yeah.
Okay.
This has been the 411. Merry Christmas. Happy New Year.
Yeah.
We're back.
Yeah.
WBDG's back.
WBDG's last year.
The boys are back in town.
Oh, that's a great song.
The boys are back in town.
Seen you since last year?
Yeah. You haven't seen us since last year,
but
we're back.
I've changed a lot.
I've changed a lot in these 2 weeks.
I know, right?
I've gotten more open-minded. I started floating recently because of my open-mindedness. And
I fly now. I can fly.
That's... Yep. Yeah, so have a great day. Have a great week. Get some good rest. I know there are a lot of students coming back from break. Get rest and good sleep.
Yep.
And yep. And I'm not going to follow my own advice. So, goodbye.
Bye.
This has been the 411. Now back to your regularly scheduled variety of music here on WBDG.